It all looks good on paper. But then, nuclear power always does. The industry has been plagued by delays and cost overruns for decades. Existing sodium-cooled reactors, most of which are experimental, have a spotty record. A plant in Japan suffered a serious fire in 1995 and was shut down for over a decade. The Superphénix reactor in France, built in 1974, proved extremely unreliable and was offline for years at a time. It closed for good in 1998. Other reactors, such as the Fast Flux Test Facility in Washington State, have better records. The Union of Concerned Scientists, an American not-for-profit organization, argues in a report published in March that sodium's advantages as a coolant are counterbalanced by drawbacks. One is that a reactor which ran too hot might see its power output rise as a consequence. Unlike water, the loss of which shuts a reactor down for lack of moderation, sodium slightly damps the chain reaction. If bubbles of sodium vapor formed in the coolant, that damping effect would diminish, risking a dangerous feedback loop of rising temperatures and growing power output. The physics of such judgments are tricky. Few countries have as much nuclear experience as France, which generates around 70% of its electricity that way. Yet in 2015, French regulators said they could not determine whether sodium-cooled reactors are significantly safer than modern LWRs. TerraPower, moreover, insists that its natrium plant is designed in a way that makes runaway reactions impossible. America's government, for its part, thinks the technology has merit. It is chipping in $80 million to help TerraPower build the demonstration plant, which the firm says should be ready by 2028. In the meantime, says Mr. Levesque, TerraPower has been fielding inquiries from electricity firms interested in its technology. Whether Mr. Gates's bet on a nuclear power revival will pay off remains to be seen.